A braisa says with regard to a linen garment, Beis Shammai say it's potter from tzitzis because it would be shatnas and don't darshan smuchin, which is the drush that we use to teach a shatnas is mutter for tzitzis. Beis Hillel say it's chayev. The halacha follows Beis Hillel. Rabbi Eliezer Bar Tzadik asked if someone wears tzitzis in a linen garment in Yerushalayim, he's looked at with wonder because he considers to be wearing shatnas. Rabbi said if Beis Hillel allow it, why did the people of Yerushalayim say it's aser? It's because the people are not knowledgeable. And if we permit shatnas over here, they would think that shatnas is mutter in other places as well. Asked Rava, why did they deal with this problem by being mevatel mitzvah tzitzis? Why didn't they instead have 10 rabbanim put tzitzis on the linen garments and go into the marketplace, which would publicize that it's only mutter in this circumstance? And for the people would confuse, it would confuse people even more when they see that the rabbanim are wearing shatnas. Why didn't they simply teach Allah in a public drasha? And for tomorrow, the reason they were geyser is because they were concerned that people would dye wool into a blue color using color ilon, which is a blue dye from a tree, instead of using the chilazon for true tchelas, which would make the tzitzis puzzle, and would therefore would make the wearer of these blue strings tied into a linen garment as actually being oiver shatnas. Why would this improperly dyed blue string be any worse than a white string that was not dyed at all, and therefore it should be yitzah? As well, since it's possible to fill the mitzvah on the linen garment using linen strings, which would not necessitate overriding the isser of shatnas, we don't allow the overriding of the isser like Rish Lakish has taught. The fact why couldn't the rabbanon check the blue strings to make sure they were dyed with chilazon rather than being mevatel mitzvah of using tchelis for their linen garments? And more, they were afraid that the wool that's dyed to test the blue dye would then be used for tzitzis, and that's possible because it wasn't dyed for the lishma for the mitzvah of tzitzis. In fact, why couldn't they send out proclamation stating that the wool used for the testing is possible for tzitzis? And more, people don't pay much attention to proclamations. Rava asked if, in regard to eating chametz on Pesach and regard to Yom Kippur, which carry karis, we rely on sending out announcements. The meaning of Bezin decides to add a month of the year, they inform everybody by sending out an announcement. Then we should certainly rely on it for a simple assay. And for more, rather, Rava said that he said in Bavel, and Reb Zeira said in Eretz Yisrael, the reason is that the Rabbanon were concerned that the person's linen garment would rip near the corner. He would then use threads to sew up the rip and leave the threads hanging over there to be used as tzitzis, and we then add tchelis strings to that. However, the strings that were left hanging from the sewing are not valid for tzitzis because of Tassim 11 Osri. Therefore, he would not be fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis, and he'd be over the Isser of Shatnas. Another teretz, Reb Zeira said, the concern was that a person would put the woolen strings on a linen garment that he would use at night, which is potter from tzitzis, and therefore he'd be over the Isser of Shatnas. Talmud Ravai, the Rava said, that he said in Bavel, and Reb Zeira said in Yisrael, if a beged is made of cloth, but its corners are made of leather, it's chayv in tzitzis. If the beged is made of leather, the corners are made of cloth, it's potter. The reason is the main part of the garment has to be made of cloth. Rabbi Achai would follow the material of the corner. Talking about the Rav and the name of Schoyer, the name of Huna said, if someone put tzitzis on a three-cornered beged and then made it into a four-cornered beged and put tzitzis on the last corner, it would be possible because of Tasa of Allah, even Osui. Talking about Rabbi says that the Chassidim HaRishonim would put on tzitzis as soon as they wove a garment of three etzbois. That means that they put on the tzitzis when they were only two corners. The Mar says the braisa means that they put on tzitzis when they got to within three etzbois of completing the garment. In fact, when they really say that there's a psalm of tassim also by tzitzis, Rav Zeira said that if new tzitzis is put onto a garment that already had tzitzis and the old tzitzis were then removed, it's kosher based on these new tzitzis. And from what Rav said, since adding the new tzitzis at the time was bal toisiv, it's not considered as if the new tzitzis are put on altogether. It's only considered as being put on when the old ones are taken off. And at that point, it's not Tassav Lemino Asui. Papa asks, maybe when he put on the new tzitzis, he intended to be Mevatel the old tzitzis, in which case it's not Bal Toisiv and it's an act of putting on tzitzis. And since Reb Zeira says it's kosher, it must be that there's no psul of Tassav Lemino Asui. Rather, we see that there is no such psul. So Rav Zeira, the name of Masa, the name of Shmuel, said, there's no issur of klayim on tzitzis, even if it's on a garment that's potter from tzitzis. What does that mean? What's meant that the garment is potter? It can't refer to a garment that's not the minimum size needed for the chiyah of tzitzis, because the braisa, as explained by Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, says that if a garment is small enough to be potter from tzitzis, it would be subject to the issur of shatnas. Rather, it means that if one puts tzitzis onto a garment that already had tzitzis, these extra tzitzis do not create a shatnas problem. Rav Zeira already said this once when he said that if someone puts on extra tzitzis and then he removes the old one, it's kosher. And furthermore, he actually did not say this twice. One of these members was inferred from the other.